Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The Senate trial of President Trump is set to open Tuesday. Joining me to talk about it is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So we know where the tri-state Senate delegation stands on conviction. Democrats for, Republicans against. But a lot of people will be looking at Ohio's junior Senator Rob Portman because he has a reputation as one of the more moderate Republicans willing to work with the Democrats on legislation. What do you think his attitude is towards this trial?
Well, we know a lot, I think, just because he was on Cincinnati Edition Tuesday. Michael Monk interviewed him for a period of time where he talked a great deal about the impeachment trial. And I think Rob, he's trying to be serious about it and he's trying to, you know, be impartial, although he has said that, you know, he doesn't think there's a case. I think he's frustrated by it because when this happens, everything else in Congress stops. No legislation moves. No legislation gets acted upon. And he has a number of important bills that he wants to move on. One involves fentanyl and the importation of that really dangerous drug. And he wants a vote, and he's getting close to it, and he thinks he can get it passed. But he can't do anything until the impeachment trial's over.
Now, President Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani have been putting the message out to the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that he ought to immediately hold a vote on dismissal of the impeachment of the charges before any testimony is heard. What does Rob Portman say about that?
Well, he's opposed to that, and so are many other Republicans. That one's just not going to fly. And Rob Portman had told Michael on Tuesday that he would be surprised if they even introduced that as a motion, because there doesn't seem to be the votes to get it passed. His attitude is, let's hear the opening statements, let's listen to what they say, and then we'll make up our minds, you know, later.
And Portman went on in that interview to say he'd like to see the trial conducted on the 1998 Clinton model. That's where decisions on whether more additional witnesses or documents are needed are put off until after both sides present their statements. The Democrats, of course, want to schedule additional witnesses and add more evidence right now. Mm-hmm. Who has the best argument there?
Well, I guess you can make an argument on both sides. I mean, what he is arguing for is basically what Mitch McConnell, the majority leader from Kentucky, wants to happen. Now, you know, that is a difficult thing to do. And he doesn't want to make a decision on this until after they have made their opening statements, both the people who will be prosecuting the case against the president and people who will be defending him before the Senate. Once they've made their case, then he says, okay, then we can decide these issues about whether or not there should be additional witnesses and testimony on both sides.
Now, Portman was a member of the House in 1998 when Bill Clinton was impeached, and he told Michael Monk on Cincinnati Edition the atmosphere around the Clinton trial was partisan, but not quite as partisan as the Trump trial. Can you talk about what he means?
Well, you're certainly right about that. I mean, there's hardly any question about that. In 1998, you had some Republicans who were opposed to the impeachment, not many, but some. And now you've got, it's totally on party lines, 100% on party lines. It's a much more partisan atmosphere on Capitol Hill. That's the point that Portman was trying to make. It's everything is partisan right now. And until they get this behind them one way or the other, it's going to remain so. But it'll probably remain so anyway because this is an election year. And we're not only electing a president, we're electing a new Congress.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org. You also can sign up there for Counterpoints, his election newsletter. It starts later this month.